From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. Today we bring you two great singer-songwriters. Jeffrey Martin is back. He's been here once before. His newest record is called One Go Around. You can find information on Jeffrey at his website, jeffreymartin.com. And he's out on tour on the West Coast with Help. He is on tour with the amazing Irish singer and songwriter Mick Flannery. Jeffrey, Mick, hello. Welcome. Hi. Welcome hello. To JPR, Mick, and welcome back, Jeffrey. It's good to see you.
Thanks, Eric.
How did the two of you hook up together and go out on the road?
A couple years back, a mutual friend, we have a friend or some friends in New York. Mick was out there and we met and just kind of kept talking about music stuff. And then he brought me over to Ireland last year and did a run. I did a run with him over there and kind of, this is kind of a trade to get him back, bring him here to the West Coast. So,
yeah. How did the Ireland run go for you?
It was great. It was a really, it's always nice to be in someone's territory where you can play good rooms for people that want to listen who wouldn't be there if I was there on my own.
So, yeah. Yeah. Was it different in any noticeable way?
Than playing shows over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a, I feel like there's a respect for soft, sad music in Ireland and elsewhere in the UK and Europe that doesn't exist here always. It's kind of.
Is it the weather, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know if that's true, if you agree, Mick, but I feel like people like darkness over there in songs more than they like it here. It's more celebrated.
It's possibly true that it's the weather.
Yeah.
That's what we say. That's our excuse for being such miserable people.
Now, in addition to music, and I sure hope this is true, your other connection between the two of you is actually a past doing masonry work?
Stone masonry work? We did both do that. Yeah, yeah. How'd you? That's well, good research you did there.
Thanks very much. So you guys both have something to fall back on, I suppose, at all times.
I don't know about that, but yeah, I did. I built a few rock walls for a couple of years. And Mick, I don't know how long were you doing that?
It was kind of my only other job, really. It was what I did from when I was about 16, summertime work. Up until 23 or so.
Wow. Well, I would love to hear some music. You guys are going to alternate back and forth. Who wants to start, and what do you want to play for us?
I'll kick it off. This is a song called Man.
Is there a story behind this one?
Yeah, but I'm not going to tell it.
All right. It's Jeffrey Martin playing live here on Jefferson Public Radio.
Hide your face from the howling wind, no more crying out. Pick up your gun, leave those you love, learn to jump at the sound. Go bleed overseas and don't forget to bleed proud, 'cause you are a man now. You are a man now. You are a man now. Gone back to the house that made you and try to burn it down. Go out walking in your daddy's shoes. They are your shoes now. And feel the weight of the fist that hit you. It's your fault somehow. 'Cause you are a man now. You are a man now. You are a man. Build a castle with walls so thick, you will never be found. Take a wife and have some kids, never open your mouth. Go and do like your daddy did, grow old and shut down. 'Cause you are a man now. You are a man now. You are a man now. You are a man.
That is Jeffrey Martin playing live here on JPR. He's live in the studio along with Mick Flannery, both out on tour on the West Coast. That one is called Man. Jeffrey Martin's latest out in October of 17 is called One Go Around. Information at jeffreymartin.com. Well, Mick, you've got a fascinating backstory in that you were signed to a major label very young, like 21 years old. Is it difficult to put together a tour of any sort when the places are so close together relatively?
It is nearly impossible to sustain your life as a musician with the Irish industry alone, no matter how good things are going. Well, I guess if you're the Backstreet Boys in Ireland, you could do it. But I mean, for people like me who want to just do folky stuff, it's not a big enough market to make a living. Mm. So, yeah, the answer to your question really is you can only tour kind of once a year, or maybe twice if you're lucky.
Yeah. I noticed when you grabbed the guitar that you, along with many others, you play lefty on a right-handed guitar, upside down. How did you come to play that way?
Just necessity.
Yeah? Was that the only guitar that was around when you were learning?
Yeah. And I just had gone too far by the time someone told me that it was wrong. Or at least not conventional. So I was too lazy to revert.
Oh. Well, I've noticed that you've got songs both on guitar and on piano. You going to head to the piano first today?
Yeah.
All right, what do you want to do for us?
This is, it's called Dreamer John. It's off a new album, and it's a kind of about the pitfalls of ambition.
Hey, partner, what you after? Who do you want to be? Want to unite the classes, be a light to the masses, be a hero of humanity? I can't be without low-down sleep. A king can't be without poverty. It's a dream to you now. Relay a dream to you now. Book against it like deathly sleep. Pray legend your soul to keep. There's no way to win. There's no way to cheat. One thing the game taught me, a ton ways to say nothing, a ton ways to run out of gas. A ton ways to get lucky, a ton ways to get cocky, a ton ways to fall flat on your ass. Half can't be without have not see. A king can't be without poverty. It's a dream to you now. Really a dream to you now. No worse injustice was ever done. To blind trust in what never come. There is nowhere to stand. There is nowhere to run. It all went wrong for Dreamer John. It all went south for Bobby Big Mouth. It's a dream to you now. Really a dream to you now. Book against it like deathly sleep. Pray legend your soul to keep. There's no way to win. There is no way to cheat. Hey, partner,
what you after.
That is Mick Flannery. His latest release, out in 2016, it's been a bit, is called I Own You, mickflannery.com, the place to go online to find out about that. Jeffrey, I know your past, and you talked about this last time you were here, was teaching. Yeah, you sort of did music and then school teaching and then back to music.
Yeah.
Do you still miss teaching regularly?
I miss parts of it.
Yeah.
I miss parts of it for sure. When I meet a fair amount of teachers on the road when I'm touring. It seems like there's a teacher at every gig. And sometimes I have great conversations with them that make me want to be teaching again. Mm. Just I miss that interaction with students and kind of always, I don't know, being buried in the content of writing and literature. I don't miss, I taught public high school. I don't miss the politics and the bureaucracy and all the stuff that gets in the way of what I felt like really mattered. So I feel pretty, I think it's easy for me to get nostalgic about teaching because I'm not teaching. And, you know, so sometimes I'll like put a ridiculous post online, you know, some joke post about a tour I'm on, and then I'll get a few angry emails from old teacher friends of mine that are still teaching. Oh, it must be really hard, you know, drinking your fifth beer in Somewheresville, Nebraska. And,
right. You know. Were you teaching high school? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I was.
So have you been away from it long enough now for your students to now be adults who can make it to your shows?
Small A adults.
Yeah. What is that like? Does it feel weird?
Yeah, it's real weird.
Or
it's
watching weird. Your former students sitting in a bar, drinking a beer, listening to you spill your emotions out?
Yeah, it is weird. The other night we played a show and there were a couple students there that showed up and... I always have this weird mix of like panic and it's totally okay because I'm not a teacher anymore. You know, so no matter what they see or what happens at that show, it doesn't matter. It's not going to get me fired from this job. And,
nor do you have to crack down on their behavior.
Right,
it's not your responsibility anymore.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Martin and Mick Flannery are my guests live today here on JPR. Jeffrey's latest release is called One Go Around. Mick Flannery's is I Own You. Jeffrey, will you play us another tune?
Yeah. This is a song called Billy Burroughs. Kind of circles around this dilemma that I have of like, what do you do when you find out that the creators of things that you love are not very good people, and do you keep supporting what they created, or should we boycott them? So this is about William Burroughs, who is not a very good man for part of his life.
I remember where I was when I first read William Burroughs shot his lover dead. Put a highball glass on top of her head and missed. And I wonder if he knew it right then, or if it took a while to sink in, that he would never come back again, not from this. Baby, sit still and close your eyes. It's only the price of a good time. And baby, sit still and close your eyes. It's only the price of a good time. Thank you. hopped a boat to the east, looking for that opium release, and hiding from that final scene with his next fix. All Jack's horses and Ginsburg's men couldn't put him back together again. He was broken by the weight of his sin and his pen. Baby, sit still and close your eyes. It's only the price of a good time. And baby, sit still and close your eyes. It's only the price of a good time.
That's Billy Burroughs. Jeffrey Martin playing live for us and singing here in our studio today. He's here along with Mick Flannery. They're out on tour together on the West Coast. Jeffrey Martin's latest is called One Go Around, out on Fluff and Gravy Records out of Portland, as is Jeffrey. Mick, let me turn back to you. You talked about the need, the desire to expand beyond just home base of Ireland to try to get your music out and sustain some semblance of a tour and a career and a, at very least a tour schedule. Have you made successfully the jump to the States? Have you put a lot of energy into doing that and crossing the Atlantic to find a new audience here in the United States?
I've made some efforts. I don't know how, I mean, I'll have to make more if I'm going to. It's such a vast place that I don't know hardly where to start. So I'm kind of allowing things to happen as naturally as possible.
Probably helps to connect with somebody who knows the places to go and play.
Yeah, it's lovely to be traveling with Jeffrey.
Yeah,
because I get the experience of the audience that he mentioned there. You know, people that want to listen to music. It's nice. I don't know. I'd have to become more ambitious, really. Yeah.
I've read a number of interviews that you have given over the years where the writers refer to you as being shy or dealing with apprehension of being on stage. Do you like making music more than performing?
To a degree, yeah. But, I mean, I've gotten more used to being in front of people and not being as anxious with regard to appearing in public or speaking between songs to an audience, which used to make me very uncomfortable. But now I've developed a kind of, I don't know, some type of knack for it, or some type of shtick, I guess, which in itself is kind of an uncomfortable idea because it makes you feel like a performer. Hmm. But it's a different world. Like, I mean, you must feel it. You have a microphone, and it's having a microphone is an odd.
Sure.
It's an odd thing.
Sure.
And it gives a different kind of perspective on I don't know, there's experiences where you can get heckled, say, for example, and just the power of having the microphone gives you this imbalanced relationship with the world.
It's quite a different thing, though. You know, like, obviously I get to a point where I don't notice it in front of me, but when you're doing radio, it's almost like having a telephone conversation with someone on the other end because you don't see the faces staring back at you. You don't see the facial, you know, reactions. You don't see the physical reactions that people have. You also don't get the applause that you guys get at the end of songs. So it's a little bit different, but there's definitely some of that goes into getting used to having this tool right in front of you to project what whatever thought makes it to your mouth.
Yeah, and you must edit yourself.
Mick, you also, in a conversation at one point, talked about using Americanisms in your songs, which I found interesting because I never really thought of it before. What, can you give me an example of what you mean by that?
Well, how do you do your research? Why do you, how do you know this stuff? I've only said that twice in my life, I think.
It's about to be three times.
The examples would be, they'd be kind of from American-based music. Like the word ain't, for example, does not appear in Irish just common parlance. You wouldn't never say the word ain't.
Okay.
And I don't even know if I've heard American people say the word ain't once they're speaking conversationally. But it appears as shorthand in songs a lot.
Mm.
And when I sing it, I feel very American. And I use, I would never use the word euro in a song. It would always, if I was going to reference a currency that would be universally understood, it would be a dollar.
Yeah.
For better or worse.
Huh. Right. Even speaking to or playing to a European audience.
I mean, yeah, it occurs in my songs. Like if I need to refer to currencies, it's used so commonly that, I mean, I don't know if there is any song in existence that references the euro,
right,
or the English sterling, or the. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's not the term.
It's a cultural.
Bet your bottom euro.
Precisely.
Doesn't have the same punch.
Yeah, it's kind of not quite the same.
Yeah.
One other really interesting thing that I came across from you is that you said at one point, and this might be a paraphrase, that you think as people get older, they start to think less of themselves as an individual and their feelings as being unique, and they start to view the world more broadly. So the style of writing, and this has been a theme of a lot of folks that have come through the studio over the years. So the theme of writing is less about your own condition, your own experience, your own predicament, and more about observation of the situation of the world. Do you find yourself moving in that direction as you continually write songs?
Yeah. I mean, I can hear it in the older songs. I get slightly embarrassed by how self-referential and kind of the experiences are. It seems in the songs I'm trying to put gravitas on an individual experience, whereas the best type of art that I like or songs that I like, they're more universally adaptable or they're interchangeable with everybody. But yeah, you get to realize that you're just not much.
Well, I'm thrilled that you're both here. Thanks for coming in. Mick, I know you have one more tune for us. Before we went on the air, Jeffrey, we were talking about music for you, the future music.
Yeah.
Is there an album in the future for you? It's been a little over a year since One Go Around.
There's definitely an album. There's always an album in the future. It's it has yet to grow any legs or recognizable features. It's just a kind of amorphous blob right now sitting in the back of my mind, and that's okay. I'm trying to give myself the time or the space, I guess, to let the writing happen when it wants to happen, and not have this kind of arbitrary pressure on myself that, oh man, a year has ticked away since the last one. I need to put out another one. And
is there a timeline that you work with Fluff and Gravy, or are they just happy to release your stuff when you're ready?
They're really great. I just had a conversation with John, who runs that label,
John Shepsky,
about my future plans for recording, and he's never put any pressure on me to do anything. He just wants the best songs that he can get. So it's nice. So I'll carve out some time in the late spring, I think, to really dive in and see what I can get.
Keep us posted.
Will do.
And Mick, you mentioned that there's a new record coming.
Yeah, in May I've got a new album being released. Yeah,
looking forward to it.
Yeah,
Jeffrey Martin, Mick Flannery, my guests live today here on JPR. Jeffrey Martin's is called One Go Around. Mick Flannery's is I Own You. Mick, you've got a tune for us on guitar, yeah?
Yeah, it's called Only Getting On. It's kind of a touring song.
Ooh. caution, babe. You know I've been asleep all day. You're getting tired of me. You're tired now of all my ways. You let me help you with that folding, girl. You know I've been away all year. I hope you're true to me. I hope you let no other man in here. You think I roam round this land, my pistol in my hand, lining up another score. But you're wrong, babe, you're wrong. I'm only getting on, trying to make it so we'd live some more. You let me help you with them boots of yours. You know I've missed you so. It's been hard, baby, harder than you'd ever know. You think I roam round this land, my pistol in my hand, lining up another score. But you're wrong, babe, you're wrong. I'm only getting on, trying to make it so we'd live some more. Packing, girl, I've been doing it since the day we met. I tried, baby, don't forget.
That is Mick Flannery playing live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. He's here with Jeffrey Martin, both of them on tour together. Mick Flannery's latest release is called I Own You, mickflannery.com, the website. Jeffrey Martin's latest, which came out in October of 2017, is called One Go Around. Information is at jeffreymartin.com. Jeffrey, Mick, thanks again for coming by.
Thank you so much, Eric. Thanks.